Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Countless beautiful, heartfelt New Year's greetings for Mr. Li Hongzhi were sent by Falun Dafa practitioners and supporters in China in care of the Minghui website. Practitioners outside of China across the globe joined the chorus of gratitude and praise for the practice and its founder as the January 1st New Year's holiday drew near. Some practitioners gathered in communities across the globe to do the Falun Dafa exercises together, study the practice's teachings, and share their cultivation experiences with joy for the opportunity to cultivate. Some sent group photos and videos and composed poems expressing gratitude and best wishes to Teacher Li. The deluge of greetings originated from at least 59 countries and regions throughout the world.
Taiwan, the 33rd Chaiyi City International Band Festival was held on December 20th. The 200-member-strong Tianguo Marching Band made a memorable appearance at the event, illustrating the beauty and virtue of Falun Dafa practitioners from Taiwan and beyond. The parade MC called the band's performance dazzling and magnificent. Spectators waved enthusiastically to welcome the band as they marched past. Ms. Chen and Ms. Lin, who attend the festival every year, exclaimed, "Very moving! We see the band every year and call the Tianguo Marching Band a national treasure." Spectator Mrs. Xie observed, "The kindness and peace displayed by Falun Dafa practitioners who follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is expressed through the music they play." Mr. Xue, who attends the festival every year, said, "Every year, the Tianguo Marching Band is the finale of the festival. Although their numbers are big, they march in sync and are very well coordinated. Only those who cultivate their character are able to achieve this."
Australia. Falun Dafa practitioners in Western Australia participated in two Christmas events at the end of 2025. They set up a booth and participated in a parade at the Christmas Festival in Ellenbrook, Perth on December 13th. Practitioners introduced the physical and mental benefits of practicing Falun Dafa to passersby, demonstrated the exercises, and in the evening took part in a parade. Event visitor Corey Eustace told practitioners that he felt wonderful energy around the booth and that it made people feel happy. He said that he thinks Falun Dafa brings peace of mind and unlocks potential and is definitely something that he's interested in looking into. The next day, practitioners joined the Christmas in the City Street Parade in the city of Bunbury, where they won the first place in the walking group category. Their group included celestial fairies, a waist drum team, a flag team, and a Chinese dragon dance. The dazzling colors, along with the inspiring drum beats and the lively golden Chinese dragon, created a festive and auspicious atmosphere.
Germany. The 2025 Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in the city of Berlin on December 27th. Practitioners from Germany and the German-speaking region in Switzerland attended the conference. 18 practitioners spoke about their insights while cultivating. The speakers touched on how they constantly referred to Falun Dafa's teachings while working on respective truth clarification projects, reflected on shortcomings, maintained righteous thoughts and faith, let go of hard-to-break attachments, and overcame tribulations.
Germany. Falun Dafa practitioners held a vigil on December 20th to protest the persecution of the practice in China at the busy Christmas market in the city of Nuremberg, well known for its stance on protecting human rights. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa and raised awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's crimes against believers and prisoners of conscience. Many people signed the petition calling for an end to the CCP's persecution and encouraged practitioners to persist in their efforts.
The Chinese Communist Party has suppressed Falun Gong for 26 years. To mark Human Rights Day on December 10th, practitioners in 48 countries submitted a list of perpetrators related to the persecution of Falun Gong in China to their respective governments, as they have in the past. Practitioners also requested that these perpetrators and their family members be barred from entry into each country and that their assets be frozen. An increasing number of governments and human rights organizations have now recognized the CCP's 26-year-long persecution of Falun Gong. According to a press release from the United States Department of State on December 3rd, quote, a new policy under the Immigration and Nationality Act will allow the State Department to restrict visa issuance to individuals who have directed, authorized, significantly supported, participated in, or carried out violations of religious freedom and, where appropriate, their immediate family members.
Singapore. Falun Dafa practitioners from Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and other countries participated in the 2025 Singapore Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference on December 25th. 19 practitioners described their cultivation experiences and how they clarified the truth about the persecution. They expressed their gratitude to Master Li and their appreciation for the rare opportunity to cultivate themselves. Several speakers were moved to tears during their presentations, and the attendees expressed encouragement with applause. Young practitioners from the Minghui School recited poems from Master Li's book, Hong Yin 4, on stage. Vera, who shared her experiences at the conference, said that she feels deeply purified in mind and body every time she attends a conference. She said, I gained so much. I felt a strong resonance with others and was deeply moved. Every practitioner's cultivation process is different. It's their own personal history of cultivation. She added that attending the conference was a new starting point for her to renew her efforts in cultivation. Conference attendee Zhang said she was very grateful for the environment. She shared, I always thought my cultivation path is difficult, but after listening to others, I realized that everyone has their own difficulties. In fact, everyone's cultivation path is challenging, but everyone must walk their own path and improve themselves through it.
Malaysia. A 9-day Falun Gong workshop was held in Kulai, Johor, November 29th through December 7th. Workshop attendees watched recordings of Master Li's lectures and learned the Falun Gong exercises. They said they were grateful that Master Li Hongzhi introduced the spiritual discipline. Ms. Chen said that she felt relaxed after practicing the exercises. She also felt the energy flow that she had also experienced when she first learned Falun Gong. She said that watching the videos of Master's lectures reminded her that she should eliminate her attachments. Despite her busy work schedule, she attended all 9 days of the workshop. Mr. Fu said, after watching Master Li's lectures, that he realized that cultivation meant improving one's temper and character, and this can be accomplished when you put your heart into it. A young engineer named Mr. Li said he felt relaxed and his tension disappeared after he did the exercises. He felt hot all over when he learned the second exercise. He especially enjoyed the fourth exercise, which gave him a comfortable feeling in his back. Falun Gong practitioners talked about their cultivation experiences and encouraged attendees to practice diligently.
India. The Karnataka Department of Horticulture hosted an 11-day flower show at Cubbon Park in the city of Bangalore on November 27th through December 7th. Falun Dafa practitioners from the area were invited as part of the community to share their meditative practice with the attendees. This vibrant show uniquely blended themes of Children's Day and Karnataka Rajyotsava, a holiday that celebrates the unification of Kannada-speaking regions in India. Organizers expected over 200,000 attendees at the event. Many of these spectators were drawn to the Falun Dafa booth where practitioners demonstrated the exercises to a growing number of curious onlookers. Many visitors eagerly joined in to learn the practice. Booth visitors also signed a petition calling to stop the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. One visitor named Imran expressed his admiration, saying, "You people are doing a wonderful job using your time." Another named Vipin asked the practitioners to visit his workplace and teach Falun Dafa to his colleagues.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Yang, an 81-year-old man from Qichihar City, died last year of a brain hemorrhage. It was just 1 month before he was to finish a 4.5-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong. His passing capped decades of suffering at the hands of the communist regime. After the persecution began in 1999, Mr. Yang went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong and was arrested. When he returned to Qiqihar, he was beaten and verbally abused. Mr. Yang was given 1 year of forced labor, where he faced more abuse. After another arrest, Mr. Yang was sentenced to 4 years and served time at the same prison. Soon after his release, Mr. Yang lost both his wife and son. His wife was under constant stress during his imprisonment, and their son, a college professor, also faced tremendous pressure from his school administration because he refused to go on TV and make slanderous statements about Falun Gong.
Ms. Zhang Fengxian's heart had already stopped beating when she was taken to the hospital on December 18, 2025, for resuscitation. The 80-year-old resident of Chengdu City died only 19 days after being arrested for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Zhang was seized at home by police officers and then taken to a detention center. The police had intended to submit her case to the Procuratoriate with the charge of undermining law enforcement with a cult organization, the standard pretext used to frame Falun Gong practitioners in China. It's not clear what abuses Ms. Zhang suffered in custody, which led to her death. After the persecution started in 1999, local police and residential committee staffers kept harassing Ms. Zhang. They also forced her family to monitor her and prevent her from engaging in any Falun Gong-related activities. Her husband divorced her as a result. Her neighbors and friends stayed away from her to avoid being implicated.
Mr. Cao Shengxiang of Qinghai Province was in serious condition when he was released after completing a 5-year prison term in late June 2025 for his faith in Falun Dafa. Due to the abuse that he had suffered while in custody, he died 3 months later at the age of 69. In 2019, Mr. Cao was arrested at his home and his Falun Gong books were confiscated. Due to his health, he remained bedridden for over a year in the detention center. The authorities later sentenced him to 5 years. Mr. Cao was denied family visits and was barred from writing or calling them. The guards barely gave him enough to eat and refused to let him buy extra food. In addition to the strict management and poor living conditions, Mr. Cao was forced to do slave labor. The authorities played audio programs slandering Falun Gong through a loudspeaker every day and sometimes held the practitioners in solitary confinement, causing tremendous mental pressure for those who refused to renounce Falun Gong. Prior to his latest sentence, Mr. Cao was repeatedly targeted for his faith.
A 13-year-old girl lost her father to the persecution of Falun Gong while her mother and grandmother sit in jail for their shared faith. While still in elementary school in 2018, Yingying saw her father, Mr. Zhou Hongyu, arrested and sentenced to prison. Only a year later, her mother, Ms. Sun Hai Hong, and grandmother were also arrested and sentenced respectively to 7.5 years and 5 years. When her father was finally released in 2023, he was in such a serious condition due to torture in custody that he died months later at the age of 41. Her mother is not due to be released until March 2027. The suffering of this family in Dengzhou City all stems from the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of their shared faith, with members of the family being repeatedly arrested, detained and tortured over the past 26 years.
Documentary and poster exhibition in Japan exposes forced organ harvesting crimes in China. A poster exhibition exposing the CCP's forced organ harvesting crimes was held at the Kanagawa Ward Cultural Center in Kanagawa Prefecture, Japan, from December 23rd to 25th. The event was organized by the Stop Medical Genocide Network. On December 24th, the internationally acclaimed documentary State Organs, Unmasking Transplant Abuse in China was screened in Kanagawa Auditorium, Both events brought to light the state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from Falun Gong practitioners in China. Local residents were undeterred by the cold weather and chilly rain on Christmas Eve and showed up to view the award-winning documentary. Zhu Shi, City Councilor Hiroki Murama, who attended the poster exhibition as well, said, "What I truly want to tell the Japanese people is that the crime of forced organ harvesting happening in China is, in fact, the problem that we Japanese people and all of humanity must work together to solve. I hope everyone can take action." Mr. Maruyama encouraged practitioners and said, "Although Falun Gong practitioners in China are facing a difficult situation, the evil is bound to lose. Just as an ancient Chinese proverb says, the net of heaven is vast, and though its meshes are wide, nothing escapes it. I hope the practitioners will not give up the hope and continue to persevere." The poster exhibition included award winners from an international competition called Stopping the Forced Organ Harvesting. The art left a deep impression on exhibition attendees. A woman named Miss Ozoni traveled from quite some distance after learning about the event through social media. She shed tears while viewing the posters and commented, "The organs are being priced. The victims are so pitiful." Graphic designer Mr. Kuwata said that because of his occupation, he'd known about the exhibition for a long time. He commented, "I have always wanted to come, and today I finally could attend the exhibition. The cruel practice of forced organ harvesting is happening, but the mainstream media in Japan is not reporting on it. This is very strange."
Shen Yun's 2026 worldwide tour begins. New York-based Shen Yun Performing Arts kicked off its 2026 season in Amnéville, France on December 18th. According to organizers for the performances in France, that leg of the tour will span 15 cities, will perform 99 shows, and will be viewed by approximately 247,000 audience members. Shows in 10 cities were sold out by December 15th. Due to high demand, the 2026 season is expected to expand to 18 cities and 118 performances, with an estimated 300,000 attendees. Shen Yun's 8 touring companies will perform in 170 cities in 21 countries across 5 continents in the coming months. Over 20 performances took place in 7 cities of France, Poland, and the United States during December. Full houses were frequent during the touring companies' visits. As the new season began, elected officials honored Shen Yun on the occasion of the performing arts company's 20th anniversary. U.S. Senator John Cornyn from Texas said in a letter, "This is an accomplishment for which you and your entire organization can be proud. Celebrating this anniversary shows your dedication to preserving and sharing classical Chinese dance, music, and tradition." Texas State Senator Donna Campbell, M.D., wrote on a certificate gifting Shen Yun a flag. "In honor of the 20th anniversary of Shen Yun Performing Arts and gratitude for their defense of human freedom, this flag was flown over the capital of the great state of Texas with best wishes of Texas State Senator Donna Campbell, M.D. Cities across the state of Texas issued official commendations marking Shen Yun's 20th anniversary. Mayor Stephen L. Reed of Montgomery, Alabama, issued a proclamation recognizing Shen Yun Performing Arts Day when it performed in Montgomery. He encouraged all residents to attend, support, and celebrate this world-class performance and the timeless virtues it so beautifully upholds. Shen Yun Performing Arts 2026 tour of the Eastern United States debuted at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut on December 27th. Mayors of the cities of Waterbury, Stamford, Norwalk, New Britain, Bristol, and New London issued congratulatory letters and proclamations of welcome. The performing arts company was referred to as a beacon of cultural renewal and spiritual inspiration in today's world. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, wrote a letter congratulating Shen Yun Performing Arts on the 20th anniversary of its founding. She thanked the artists for their exemplary work and illuminating the magnificence of Chinese culture. Shen Yun will present 10 shows in the Washington, D.C. area at the Kennedy Center from January 7th to 18th. The 2026 Poland tour began on December 28th in the historic city of Turin, and the artists will also perform in the communities of Białystok, Lodz, and Lublin. The governor of Lodz and mayors of Lodz and Turin granted Shen Yun honorary patronage, a high award of distinction in Poland reserved for cultural events of exceptional artistic merit and prestige. The company arrived in Taiwan on December 28th to kick off its 2026 Asia tour. Shen Yun commenced its 33 scheduled performances across 7 major Taiwanese cities on December 30th. Taiwan's President Lai Xingde and more than 100 government officials sent congratulatory messages and well wishes for the world-class dance company.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.